When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
When your coffee is freshly roasted and ethically sourced, it's music to your ears. Shake up the way you wake up at kingscoastcoffee.com.
Welcome to episode 172 of Star Wars and Scotch. It's Tim, it's Kevin, hey. And once again, we have a guest.
We got a guest.
We are joined by the legendary Call of Duty Warzone Nuke Master himself, Rexzilla. Rex.
What is up?
I was going to ask him to do that, and he did it anyway.
Yeah.
Kevin, the first time like I brought you up to Kevin, he asked me, he's like, is that actually his voice? Like, does he sound like that?
And then when he said yes, I said, how much like does he smoke like a pack a day? And then you told me when we had dinner, you were like, never had a cigarette in my life. I'm like, how is that possible?
I don't smoke. I think it's just from streaming so much, man. And always yelling at viewers and, you know, yelling at teammates.
I believe it.
Over the years. It probably has done that to my voice over time.
Just shredded your vocal cords like a metal vocalist.
I think so. It might have. If I start trying to talk louder, it cuts out. That's kind of what happens. But
yeah, you might.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here, man. I was telling Tim I wore this shirt. I got this shirt for this podcast.
Oh, shit.
So I got a little Jango Fett. Attack of the Clones. Look at this. Look at this right here. Can you see that?
There's no way. You didn't get that. You didn't get that shirt for this show.
I did. I got this for this show, man. I was like, I sent you a picture of it. I was like, man, I've got some drip for this show, man. I got to have some Jango Fett repping the prequels.
Where did you get that shirt?
Culture Kings, by the way, guys. Okay. This is Culture Kings. Go there. They got some fire. They got a Padme shirt right now. They got a Mace Windu shirt right now. They got this one.
I'm just wearing this stupid meme Star Wars shirt.
These are sick, huh? Yeah, these are bad.
I just have this
is like streetwear.
Darkness 429 shirt on.
Stupid Darkness 429 shirt on.
Look at me.
I do want that Padme shirt for anybody out there looking that up now.
I've never.
There you go.
You and Culture Kings.
They got some good stuff on there, man. They do got some good stuff on there. And now they're dabbling. They got Lord of the Rings on there, Kevin.
Oh, God. Here we go. Now
I like that. I like the Boba Fett one. That one's really good.
I got that Dark Rider hoodie on there. Oh, it's fire.
Did you see the Sauron metal shirt? Like, it looks like it's like a death metal shirt, but it's Sauron.
I have that one from Culture. There's one. I think that's the one that you're thinking of is from Culture Kings as well.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
I think it is.
All right. Well,
I have that one. Yep. That one's fire.
I'm going shopping
X-Men.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, no.
Oh, this is bad. Why did you show me this?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I saw this.
You like
this
fashion?
Like, hey, Batman, the animated series?
I do like streetwear, man. Tim mentioned that I was going to be on Star Wars and Scott, so I was like, I got to have the Star Wars drip, man. I got to have it ready.
That Leia shirt is fire. That's oh, really God.
Yeah. Did you see the Padme one?
Yeah.
The Padme shirt? Oh, that one's sick.
The Mace went. Oh, God damn it. All right.
I'm a dollar herself.
Closing that window because I'll be stuck here for a while. On the note of merchandise, you should go to GCXevent.com, yeah, which has nothing to do with.
No, you're right, because we're going to have some sick merch for GCX brought to you by Lab 77. So GCXevent.com, head on over there. I'll be there. Rex will be there. Kevin will be there. Professor Roman will be there. King of the Valley will be there. Many other awesome people We'll be at GCX Orlando, Florida, August 16th through the 17th at the Rose and Shingle Creek Resort. So get your tickets today, gcxevent.com, to learn more.
Yeah, you might see me in a Speedo by the pool as well.
There you go. If you want to see Rex in a Speedo, you got to come to GCX.
Like, actually?
I might bring a Speedo, Tim. Right.
If he hits his target weight goal. We better be in a Speedo.
That's right. That's right, man.
GCXEvent.com/tickets. Get them while they're hot. VIP is sold out. Premium is, I want to say it's almost sold out, but there's a limited quantity. So if that's how you want to enjoy the event, make sure you do that. You get in early and some other perks that'll be listed on the website. Goodie bag, all sorts of fun stuff. GCXEvent.com/tickets. And also, Tim is wrapping up his week of content.
Kings Coast channel. All the owners are having a week of making content for the TikTok and the Instagram. So that was fun. I did some memes.
I saw that. I saw your camera reel.
Thank you.
My goal is to do ASMR, but it will progressively get weirder over the course of the next week. So first one you'll see tomorrow will be very, very great. You can chill, relax, nice steaming cup of coffee. But by next Tuesday, it might get a little weird, just warning you ahead of time.
Okay. Yeah, I did trends. Like, I went with the whole trend thing. I did the chauffeur one today.
Yes, that was funny. The coconut one was just absolutely
the
best one.
I really like the coconut one. That was really good.
Yeah, yeah. Kyler in the background being like, "I want to do it too, Daddy." Was
I thought about
part.
Using the one where the lady she slaps her thighs together, and in the pool in the water, and I was like, "Ah, sure. I'm not gonna put that one on the Kings Coast TikTok."
I think put it on yours.
Yeah, I could have, but you know, like Instagram was horny, very horny.
Yeah, Danielle said something about that. She's like, "Why are they?" I'm like, "That's just Tim's community. This is completely normal, totally fine. Just keep moving on." But kingsoscoffee.com, make sure you go grab some. What are we at? We're still on Spring Surge. Yes, not much longer, though. Not much
longer.
Summer
is right around the corner.
Roaster's Choice was very good. I had it this morning. So I don't know what the notes were, but you can look it up. I don't remember what it is.
QR code.
Roaster's Choice was very good. There you go. Bing, bang, boom. kingsoscoffee.com. All right.
Rexzilla.
Let's get into it. Rex.
Yes.
Where does all of this be? Now, you're younger than us, so...
He just had a birthday. He's 19 now.
Oh.
I am 19 years
19
old.
Years young.
So but he's a sequel baby. Not a prequel. No, I'm kidding. So you're a prequel person.
I am. I grew up with the prequels, and I will say this right now. I think that the prequels might be the greatest movies of all time.
All right.
Okay, that's a little bit far-fetched. They're not as good as the originals, but... The originals had to walk so that the prequels could run. You know what I'm saying? They had to set the foundation.
How do you feel about the sequels?
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, be honest.
I really honestly don't like Disney Star Wars.
Okay.
And I think that might be a hot take. I think Rogue One was really good. I thought Rogue One was fantastic. And I think they should have kept making spinoffs like that. I like The Force Awakens. When it came out, there was so much hype because we hadn't had Star Wars for so many years. And then The Force Awakens came and it hit us. And I was like, I sat there, I had to process the movie, and I was like, I feel like we just watched A New Hope reskinned.
Yeah.
And I was okay with that because Force Awakens I was okay with because there were so many different elements of new characters. Snoke was kind of different. Still had, you know, like this emperor-esque vibe, but I was like, all right, they could go so many different ways with this. Who's Rey's parents? All those things, right? And then The Last Jedi came out, and then they totally, for me, just went bam, like crash landed the plane like of Star Wars, and I just kind of, it was hard for me to hang on for a minute with the sequels.
Do you want to know who Rey's parents are? Because Tim and I know.
No, I did watch it.
No, wait. This is from a book.
Oh.
They're not nobody.
Okay, this is new. I want to know this.
Oh, you didn't know.
What's the name of the book? Shadows of the Sith, Tim? Is that the name of the book?
Shadows of the Sith, yep.
So Rey's parents, her father is he does not have the Force, but he is the clone son of Palpatine.
Okay. Now, I feel like, so that's a different route than, you know, what they went with the, she's like a Palpatine.
She is a Palpatine. Right. They don't really tell you in the movies, like, who and how and you know, they spend so much time saying nobody, and we know she is a Palpatine, but that's how it is. It's her Palpatine's cloned son that cannot use the Force.
Interesting.
Wow. And he has his own free will. So
That is really wild.
That's why he was trying to get away. He was trying to take her away from everything because he didn't want her to grow up like he did. So
do you guys feel, though, like if maybe J.J. Abrams had committed to all three,
they
would be better?
Yes.
For sure.
I feel like that, because like he actually, I'm okay with that start. You know, a lot of people were trying to hate. I remember when it came out, a lot of people were hating that it was a reskin. And I was like, okay, it's a new age, you know? It still had a lot of different things. Now, if JJ would have taken that for two more movies, I think we would have had a totally different result.
I agree with you. I think either Ryan or JJ should have, Ryan, however you say his name. Either one, if they had all three movies, I think it would have been a much, much different story. Would have been more palatable, would have been more cohesive. I still think people would have hated it for the no reasons.
And I don't want to say... I don't want to be like a pessimist here, like in, or negative Nancy, and just, you know, say I don't like all Disney. Like I said, Rogue One was really good. I loved it. I really loved Rogue One. I thought they nailed that. And it was really cool that, spoiler alert, the characters died. Like, right? Like, I love that. Yeah. It was just like, man, it was beginning, middle, end. We don't need to milk this any further. And then we're right into A New Hope. I was like, that is sick.
Did you watch Andor?
I haven't yet.
If you liked Rogue One, you're really going to like Andor.
You will love Andor. You will love it.
I bet. Yeah, I have a lot of people telling me, they're like, you got to watch Andor then. I thought Mandalorian was great. I thought Mandalorian was really good. What I didn't like about Mandalorian was the Book of Boba Fett incorporation.
Yeah.
I didn't like how you had to watch the Book of Boba Fett, which ended up turning into kind of a season of the Mandalorian for a little bit. Well, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I think that's more.
Right? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think that's more Book of Boba Fett problem than Mandalorian problem.
Agreed. Agreed. So, like, I like the Mandalorian aside from how it kind of like that gap happened for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish Mandalorian yet. The whatever the newest season is, I haven't finished that yet.
Three.
Did you guys like that?
Yeah.
Like the path that it's on?
It definitely felt like a chapter. In that book was closed. Like those three seasons are like a chapter in a book that they close the book. Obviously the characters will be back for other stuff, but it felt like it was, you know, we're putting this to rest for a little while. We're going to focus on some other stuff.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it that still kind of the same production crew that did Rogue One as well? Some of the Mandalorian stuff.
Mm,
I don't know.
Is it not?
I don't know.
I thought at least the first season, I think they had a lot of the same production crews that did Rogue One were on Mandalorian 2.
Well, ILM works on all the special effects and all that stuff. They do everything for Star Wars. Filoni is in charge of Star Wars from end to end. To which, Tim, did you see Alex and Molly met him today?
No. How did they meet him?
Yes. They were at something and he was there. I texted Alex like, oh my God, you met Dave. And he was like, it was for like 3 seconds, but it was pretty cool. Filoni's the guy that Lucas handed everything off to. So
got you.
He is essentially Lucas in the Disney era, but he didn't get complete creative control until last year. So the new stuff that comes from here on out, he's the chief creative officer at Lucas. So everything is going to be him.
What's the new show coming out?
Acolyte
under him.
Yep, Acolyte's under him. It's also a new time period, so it's no Skywalkers or anything like that. So you're gonna get a fresh start.
It's 100 years before Episode One.
Yep.
Does it have anything to do with the Old Republic, or is it still after that?
It's all High
after
Republic.
Old Republic. It's called the High Republic. After Old Republic, pre Skywalker era.
See, I've always thought that would be such a cool movie route to go, is if they try to do something. Like, imagine like a director like Denis Villeneuve, the guy that just did Dunes. Oh my God. Imagine if a guy like him did an Old Republic trilogy. That could be one of the best Star Wars things ever made. I guarantee it. But I don't know if that's something we'll get. I don't know. But as far as Star Wars goes, like, I grew up, I remember my dad kind of got me into Star Wars. We were at a Blockbuster and my dad, you know, obviously grew up with Star Wars, liked it a lot, big movie buff. My dad's a big movie guy, likes movies. I don't think he's a big nerd like me as far as what Star Wars goes, but I think it starts, you know, I was kind of like a 2-year-old and he said I was on his shoulders in Blockbuster and they had the special editions were mm-hmm. out. They had just released, you know, like the 90s special editions, I think, with the CGI yep. additions to all those VHS yep. tapes. He said those were playing on the TV that was up in the corner of the thing. And you were like, whoa, what is that? And he was like, bought the special editions, went home, you watched them all. And he's like, you probably didn't even understand them, but it became a way of life.
Oh.
And that's kind of how my dad says it. So, like, man, the Power of the Force toys, I had all that. Like, yep. That's what I would ask for birthdays, Christmases. I grew up loving those. I still have them to this day, like, in a toy box I've saved. All these Power of the Force toys. That specific line of Star Wars toys.
I love
where they
that.
They all look like too buff. Like to be like, have uh-huh. you ever seen those figures?
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's awesome.
Yeah. So then that, and then obviously then my experience with, you know, seeing Star Wars in the theaters was, you know, 1999, was it 99, 98? The first episode one.
That
the
sounds episode right. one. Yeah.
Something like that. And then, you know, I saw two in the theaters and then three. Obviously, I remember my dad.
99.
That was like one of my memories of my parents would never, ever let me out of like school, like for any excuse. I had to be in school. And then, but that day of Revenge of the Sith releasing in theaters, I remember my dad came and he's like, checked me out of school at like noon. And we went to like a matinee and we watched Revenge of the Sith. And that was like one of my coolest Star Wars memories because it was like one of the only times my dad let me out of school. So I thought that was really cool. So my dad really like loved it. I loved Star Wars growing up. So I think that's why I have this like, I love the prequels because of the nostalgia yeah. of growing up with them so much.
Yeah. And that's a big thing. And we've talked about on the show before is the folks that it seems like the era you grew up in dictates like yes. what your favorite, because there's younger sure. kids now, even my son's 9, he'll be 10 in 2 months. You know what his favorite piece of Star Wars content is? You'll never guess. The Clone Wars.
Oh, like the animated series.
Yeah, that's his. That's his big thing. That's what he loves. 4, 5, and 6, they're just movies to him. That's all. They're
that's
just
wild.
Part of the story. 4, 5, and 6 is how I grew up. They're like sacred to me.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3 are sacred to you. But for him, the Clone Wars. He's watching Rebels now, and he's like, I love the show. It's so great. Da, da, da. Like yep. 4, he's like, whatever. Yeah, it's a good movie. Like,
well, it's really cool.
Oh, I think that's really interesting because I feel like that was how like we started seeing that when who's the guy who did the other animated one? I could never.
Oh, Tartakovsky.
Is it Tartakovsky? Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
like Samurai Jedi. when that version of Clone Wars came out, like that's when I feel like people were super horny for Clone Wars.
Oh my
dude,
god!
I still own those.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay. I love those.
Dude, there's something about like Clone Wars that can captivate an audience, and it's interesting to hear that Hunter really likes Clone Wars a lot right now. And I wonder yep. if it's a kid thing. I wonder if it's just, he's at that right age. I wonder if it's also because you can connect with the characters a lot easier than you. I think it's like the way that it was written is that you can connect with the characters a better way than you can in the movies.
Yep.
And so that's really interesting.
What you're saying is exactly true about my scenario when I was a kid because the timing. So I got to experience, there was really only three mediums when I grew up. It was the prequels and then the originals.
Mm-hmm.
So like I loved all of those. And then, you know, the toys, the marketability of Star Wars. You know, I was a kid, so I loved the toys. So it's like almost like a grooming thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I was able to feed myself anything that I wanted. And then gaming. Like, as we know it, modern gaming was booming. And I remember when I went over to a friend's house day one that it released for Battlefront. I was a kid when the original Battlefront came out. And that just soared the love even further because yep. it's like, you're able to like digitally play with your toys essentially. Yep. And I was still a kid when Battlefront came out. Like, I wasn't like a teen yet. I was in elementary school when Battlefront came out.
If I'm not mistaken, Battlefront's also the first time you could like play Star Wars with your friends in that capacity, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that was I can't think of any split other screen. Scenario. So, I mean, yeah split screen, like, but like mm-hmm. if four of your friends were on Xbox that night, you could all squad up and play Battlefront together.
Yeah.
Man, that first Battlefront, I still put that first Battlefront to me like in my top, I would say top like 10 games of all time. I'd have to sit there and dissect that. But I think that game, as far as impact on my life, that game has so much impact for my love of gaming
yeah.
to this day. I played the shit out of that because I was a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And now I feel like over the years, you know, I've kind of expanded my horizons, but man, as far as like to get to where I am today, Star Wars was such a huge part of that. And, you know, it really kind of is. It was such a family oriented thing to where my dad could bond with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, my son likes this. It is family friendly. And they teach good morals for the most part in Star Wars. You know, good and evil is just right there. So, like, it's perfect. Like, and the age thing, too. So,
yeah. And even on top of that, when you talk about the family dynamic, we had Ammunition on last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about doing the potential of rated R Star Wars. And I said, I don't know if Disney will ever pull that trigger because Wars, at the end of the day, Freddie Prinze Jr. said it, George Lucas has said it, Star Wars is for kids. That's all. It's what it is. It is made for children. That's who they market it to. They made a huge $1 billion investment in California and Florida to build theme parks so kids would make memories in those theme parks in Star Wars land. So when they grew up, they would continue to, you know, have the same feelings we do.
I'll always have that love for that.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you just described the scenario in Blockbuster, the toys you went down. You know, my son will be like, when I was a kid, I built a lightsaber with my dad at Disney. We watched Clone Wars together. So very similar experience. So that they're making all these moves to keep that. That's why I don't know. I'm not saying it's out of the question. I don't see it happening. They would have to do it under Fox. We made the Deadpool comparison about how Deadpool's not really allowed in Marvel stuff because he's Deadpool and he's produced by Fox to keep the layer of distance between Disney. And even though the entire Deadpool movie is usually Ryan Reynolds making fun of Marvel, MCU, Disney, everything. And everyone's okay with it because, you know, oh, that's Deadpool. Oh, it's Ryan Reynolds. It's okay. I don't know if Disney or if Star Wars has that ability. Like, we think Project Blackwing, when the stormtroopers turned into zombies and shit and all that stuff, it would make this great rated R story. My kids won't see it. And how big of a loss is that going to be financially for Disney if kids can't see something?
The money would be hit hard.
And that's where they think that happened. Yeah, they know Deadpool. They know all of us comic book nerds. And we'll bring our spouses and our significant others and whatnot to watch that because they'll laugh too because the jokes are funny. But when it comes to Star Wars, they're going to try and take a dark tone. It just, I don't know if it works. It is
really interesting though. Like when you look at like A New Hope, like that movie is kind of an adult movie though.
Oh yeah.
Like, if you look for its time, right? It was a 70s movie.
Yes.
Right? I think it was 70s.
Late 70s.
For its time, like I love Han shot first. Like, dude, that's not kid friendly at all. That man just like comes and blasts him. Yeah, he just like right up slays him. Like there was no it.
What are you talking about,
kids,
dude? The Disney Plus version clearly shows.
Wait, what was your guys' first? Sorry, I'm asking the questions now. What was your guys' first Star Wars video game that you ever played?
It was the Super Star Wars, Super Nintendo Star Wars.
I had that one too.
Was it Super Star Wars?
That game's hard.
Dude, it's so hard. I hated it as a kid.
Those games are hard. You remember playing like Lion King on Sega?
Or
Battletoads?
Lion King is considered the hardest video game in the history of gaming.
I believe that.
Like, more than Elden Ring, more than all of these other games. Lion King is like the heart. And Super Star Wars, I want to know from chat, because I'm not really a Soulsborne guy, is Super Star Wars harder than Elden Ring and Soulsborne games?
Loved Elden Ring.
I want to know.
Well, and also, those old games were hard just because the controllers were dog shit.
There was also no save. You couldn't save your progress.
Oh, yeah. When you're out of lives in those, you had to fight for more lives.
Uh-huh.
And then you pause it, and then I remember pausing some of those old games, and then I'd fall asleep, and it would still be paused, and then you could, like, unpause it.
my dad worked overnights, so when I'd go to my grandmother's house where he lived, my aunt played this game. You guys probably don't even remember. It was on Sega Genesis. Or, no, it's Sega Master System, the one before Genesis. And it was called Wonder Boy, and my aunt, there was no saves, so my aunt would pause it when she was playing it, and my dad saw it on and thought I left it on and turned it off. And she was like one boss away from beating the game.
No.
Oh man.
She tells that story all the time. So yeah, the no save thing was a big issue. When it came to gaming though, for me, it was KOTOR. Like that was like my brain exploded the first time I played KOTOR. I could not believe.
Replayed that last year as an adult. I had never replayed it as an adult. And to me, the game holds like true to gaming standards as far as not the mechanics of fighting, but like as far as like the content of a Star Wars fan in that game, it's dude, it's so good. Like, if you like RPGs, that game is good today if you can get past the graphics.
It's the gold standard.
Yep.
It's the gold damn standard in RPG. It like, there is no Mass Effect without KOTOR. There's no Dragon Age. There's all of these other games where... I'm not saying games before that did not have choices. I know there were RPGs on Commodore 64 and stuff where you had choices. For me, this was the first game where I felt like I could see the character. I had created the character. There was dynamic combat. At the time, it was very revolutionary. Now it's dog shit.
And the story was good.
Story is one of the best stories ever told. And in my opinion, has the best twist in the history of video games. Not even Star Wars.
And it's
video
games. Like, it's like in my the whole mind, time, it's you in that story. I feel like that's where Star Wars is kind of fucking up right now. Like, sorry, excuse the language on the podcast, but
you can curse.
Okay.
Watch your fucking mouth.
I'm sorry, man. What the
fuck, Rex?
But like these new like Outlaws coming out. Like me, I don't really want to play Outlaws because of like I played what was the last one before this.
Survivor
and Fallen Order.
I didn't finish it. Like, I know they're good. I like RPGs where, like, even Fallout. I started replaying Fallout because I never played. The series was out. Liked it a lot. Loved Fallout 3. Loved Fallout 4. I never played New Vegas. Went back. And now I'm like, damn, New Vegas is a gold standard as well. But it's me. I'm controlling the whole story.
Right.
And it's like, Knights of the Old Republic, you're in this Star Wars world and canon universe. Is it canon still or no? Is that canon or no?
No. So
stupid. It's like that. It's I don't like that. It's but legends. Anyways, it's but fun. Like, so these Outlaws, it's like, okay, how can you not make that same game, but allow the player to make their character? I feel like their sales would be fucking even higher, to be honest.
I like the mix. I do like telling a story about a character and being able to be that character. Yeah. But I also agree with you. Like, there's something about the Skyrims and games like that where it's me. I made the character. I make the decisions, the way I treat people. Because then you get into especially with Star Wars, you get into the path that you're going to take. Light. When I played it, I started off dark and I was all broody and like angry and whatnot. And then, you know, I was like halfway through, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start making decisions that I would make instead of just trying to be like a douchebag. And the game changed. It changed with me. What?
Douchebag.
Yeah, I didn't want to be some little Hot Topic empire loving edgelord. Why do you feel attacked when I say that to
a little bit?
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah.
But yeah, like the game changed with me and I felt like I was in the living breathing world. That's why the reveal I think is so iconic. It's because like you said, it's you.
Yeah.
And you're looking back at yourself when that Revan mask comes off, because that's the face you've been looking at in the bottom right hand corner where your health bar is the entire game. So it's it's probably the greatest reveal in video games in a plot twist. Like, I don't think it'll ever be topped. And I'm excited. I really hope this remake comes out because I would love to see a new generation that doesn't know the story get to experience it in a way that they would be comfortable. Like my son would totally let him play this game, you know, and let him make his own decisions and do the whole nine yards, because I know the payoff is just sweet.
They were so, like, I was really so stoked about it, and then I feel like there was rumors that it wasn't happening, and then they're saying they're back on, and then it was, like, all back and forth.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about Knights of the Republic, but before we go any further, I think we should take a quick little...
We'll be back in a minute. Back. 1 minute.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage,
all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And we're back with more Knights of the Old Republic banter. Knights of the Old Republic came up in the news again, Kevin, but not for video game reasons.
It would appear that Disney Plus saw my tweet last week.
I wish you'd stop making such great tweets, Kevin.
I don't know if you saw it, Rex. Someone was like, if you had total control of Star Wars, what would you make? And I like six bullet pointed items, and one of them was KOTOR.
Well, yeah, I think I did respond to that one.
I think you responded to it now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Here's my thing with that, though. I specifically, Tim, said that Tales of the Old Republic would be the perfect way to introduce people that have never heard.
Yes, I agree 100%.
The quick short stories of like Revan at the beginning, like when he's first a Jedi and then turning. And then, like, don't tell the story. Just give you the snippets that you need to get to the point that, you know, we'll jump off with the video game or whatever.
Yep.
But now we're hearing that, I think it's an animated. Did it say animated? I didn't read the full article.
It said there was just going to be I just thought it was going to be a series.
So, here's
my problem with this real quick. Is that if they're going to invest time into a series, are they just giving the remake the middle finger?
No, because if you look at the Old Republic, the non-canonical Legends versions, there's so many freaking layers to this shit that it doesn't have to be just Revan's story. Like, we can start with, you know, they want to make that Origin of the Jedi movie.
Yeah.
You could do the Jedi Mandalorian Wars where or the Sith Empire returning pre, you know, SWTOR. There's so many different places that you could tell a story in the Old Republic that are... It's like, I think it spans 1,000 or 2,000 years, but even within KOTOR and SWTOR, the MMO, it's like 400 or 500 years. So
there's a lot of room.
There's a ton of room. So if you wanted Revan's story to be the game, and then you wanted to focus on, you know, the Republic and the Empire existing at the same time, which to me is one of the most, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because we get all of it. But have you ever seen the trailer, Rex, for SWTOR?
It's like 30
one, the
seconds?
Original one.
Yeah, the SWTOR one, the MMO, where all of the Jedi and the Sith are fighting in the temple.
Yeah, like
the
some cinematics. Of those are so good.
Some of them really were good.
They can use those stories because that's post Revan.
Sure, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and like something that gives me hope about the Star Wars, like the Knights of the Old Republic remake, would be like the remake of Dead Space that just happened. Like,
yeah, so like, good.
So it shows you what these companies can do. That was a phenomenal remake. Like a
Final
remake
Fantasy.
Of a game. Final
phenomenal.
Fantasy. Yeah. So like if they can do it like that, just new engine, modern, keep the same story, and then just, you know, everything else remade. Oh my God.
The Mafia 1 remake was fun too. It was just short because it was based completely on the original game. So it was just really short. It was like 12 hours.
Huh.
So but it was fun. The new engine was fun. They had new cars, all sorts of stuff.
Especially like from Jedi Survivor, just when you see those mechanics, like if Knights of the Old Republic had those fighting mechanics, oh my God.
Well, Final Fantasy has, you can do it old school.
You can
way,
go both both ways.
Or the modern. I would assume they would have to adopt something like that to please literally everybody.
That is the only way that I think they could appeal to both, because I will not play a Knights of the Old Republic if it's turn based. Yeah. I will mentally check out. There's no way.
It's not even turn-based. It's Q-based.
Q-based combat.
Like, weird.
Yeah. But it's like it's still the game itself is one of the greatest of all time, even with that. There's no question. Yep. I put that in the top 10. I got two Star Wars games in my top 10, man.
I could see, you know, with Old Republic series, if you did an anthology style too, where the seasons are not related to each other, and you're just telling stories in the Old Republic, you could get away with that too. I don't know if Bane falls into the purview of the Old Republic. He might. I don't know if that's. They can also change the timeline if they want. It's Disney. They can do whatever they want.
Sure.
But like, look at me, Tim.
Filoni taking over next year, now all of a sudden this is popping up. Not a coincidence.
No,
dude's
not
a huge
all.
Fan of the video games. Like,
what Star Wars games are in the pipeline right now?
So there's the remake. There's the third of the Jedi Fallen Order series.
So they're making trilogy. Another one. Okay,
it's the final one. Yeah, it's the final. And then
there's this Total War Star Wars game that apparently is coming out.
That was on my news too. So Total War, the folks who just made the Warhammer game, they made the Troy one and Pharaoh's, the combat simulator. I don't know what type of game.
Total
War
is
like RTS. Just,
RTS still?
Like they did all the different eras that you could
find. Civil War and Shogun and
I've been playing those since the medieval ones. They're
Shogun
some of my favorite
was
games.
Good. That was a good one.
I stuck like an unhealthy amount of time into the Warhammer one that came out.
So that's rumored right now? Is that a Total War Star Wars?
It's literally everywhere is picking up the story now. So
that's wild. That's going to sell like
shit
crazy.
Out of that, dude. Oh, my God.
Dude, do you remember Empire at War?
Yes.
The original Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh, wait. What about before Empire at War? What was that one called? There was one before that. There was an RTS that was Age of Empires, but skinned as
Galactic Battlegrounds?
That might be
Galactic Battlegrounds.
Is that what it is?
It's like Age of Empires Star Wars.
Yep. Wasn't that before?
I played this one.
Oh my god. Whoa, memory unlocked. Holy shit.
I grew up playing Galactic Battlegrounds.
Guys, I might be older than I say I am. Guys.
You're just like a very well refined 19-year-old.
I appreciate that.
Yes. I forgot this game existed
until this moment. This game, man, because this game is crazy.
It has episode 7 mods for it.
It's literally Age of Empires, but like old school. Age of Star Empires Wars. 2, but Star Wars. Literally.
Oh my god.
This was better than Battlegrounds. Wait, no, than Empire War. Like, I was mad when I played Empire War. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
There was also Force Commander.
Yeah, no,
people are now calling too. They want a new Star Wars sandbox MMO. They basically want Galaxies, but on a modern engine.
I wouldn't be surprised if we would get
Galaxies. I didn't play Galaxies. That was
The MMO. That was
it was kind of recent. Like, kind of recent.
20 years ago.
Wait. Okay. Never mind. Wait. What am I thinking of?
I don't know, Kevin. I feel like Outlaws could be that.
I think they would have to pull a ESO to pull that off.
When does Outlaws come out?
End of August.
Okay, so that's coming up.
3 days before my wife's birthday. Could they not have timed that any worse?
Hey, babe, we're playing Outlaws.
One of our friends is working on the game, and I text him. I was like, you had to, right? Right before her birthday?
Yeah, because that was his fault.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm at least one day behind Tim, and that's going to suck. Because then Tim's gonna do the thing where he's like, Kevin, did you get it? I'm like,
Kevin,
I'm not there yet. Okay. He's like, oh my god, I need to talk to somebody about it. I'm like, and then, yep. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna happen. Jabba the Hutt's in the game, so that excites me.
Crap.
Wrong one. The wrong button.
Why did Fortnite Kid join the conversation?
Know, I hit the wrong button.
So a Total War Star Wars. My question was Total War.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just going to be ground combat, or is Total War going to pull a new one out of their ass and have aerial and space because they've never done that before? To my knowledge, someone will correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like with space combat, you would just do you just have your vehicles up top and you just control that. You control it in that space. I don't know. That would be really interesting.
I think that's going to be, I mean, I love RTSs, man. I grew up with Age of Empires, Battlegrounds, obviously, and then like Red Alert 2. Did you guys ever play that one?
Oh fuck yeah.
God, man.
I want a new StarCraft. I want a new StarCraft so badly.
Someone said on TikTok, and I can't get this out of my head, that Helldivers for Major Orders needs to do cinematic clips like Command and Conquer Red Alert used to do.
Yes.
And I
was phenomenal. Like, they were so
with Tim
good.
Tim Curry was in it. You remember Tim Curry? My God.
Yeah, I think Total War, I feel like I guess I'm not up to date with the RTS crowd. So like Star Wars Total War, like if that does happen, I just can imagine that that's going to boom. Because I feel they don't make a lot of RTSs anymore. Am I wrong? I feel like they just,
it's a dying breed.
It's a dying breed, but the ones who do it well, in my opinion.
Right.
Like Total War is an institution at this point when it comes to like an RTS strategy game.
The perfect thing for both like Star Wars franchise and Total War to do that.
And like me, when I play Warhammer, I got so bored of directing battles that it just turned into like political simulator for me.
Ah.
And I was just simming battles because I knew, you know, I figured out the formula. If I have enough to win, great. If not, I'll retreat. And sometimes you don't get to retreat because they mow you down. But
this is bad because it backtracks to what I was saying at the beginning. You know, like how I used to love making battles with my Star Wars toys when I was a kid.
Yep.
That's what Total War would do again. It's like, oh, man, totally. I'm an adult and I'm still getting to play with my digital toys, man. Just having all these battles. Like, I'm not even playing online. I'll just be offline playing that game, just setting up giant Star Wars battles, man. Hell yes.
And it's all Warhammer Old World. So you got like the Human Empire is making alliances with the Tomb Kings so to attack the dwarf.
Give me an ATST, an AT-AT.
So that I'm like, think about Star Wars factions. So it's like definitely Mandalorians. To do it right, by the way, they need to go for Old Republic, which I think might be this is the where it's all brewing. Because think about it. If they're going to do Total War and Star Wars, you need an Empire and you need a Republic. You can't have one or the other.
Right.
Because you're missing an entire obstacle. Then you can bring in the Mandalorians. Then you could start to bring in the Chiss Ascendancy.
Do you think they could do it like how would they do it like how those old games were, like Battlegrounds or like, say, even Empire at War member? Like you chose you before you went in to say like whatever, like the setup for those battles are, the scenario setup, you choose what era of Star Wars you're in. Like, so
probably that's what they did in Battlefront.
Yes. Like, so you would choose the
because they
the
didn't
era.
Want like Naboo, like the Naboo people fighting against like stormtroopers.
Yeah.
And like the Empire.
I mean, there's a number of ways they could do it. And so they could do this. The story could run through the eras, but then like Warhammer has a mode. I forget what it's called.
It's like skirmish.
You play like free play.
No, you can play. It's a free play mode, essentially, where you can play the whole game you would normally. Oh. It has a name to make it like the multiverse, but it's all the armies from Total War Warhammer 1, Total War Warhammer 2, and Total War Warhammer 3.
Like making it sandbox. So
there's like 50 armies you could choose from and use in this. Pretty cool. And it's just nuts. So, but like they all had different stories. So the first two are like the mortal races. The third one's the gods and stuff.
Yeah.
So they could have fun with it and play through the errors or something for story purposes, yeah. But they will have a mode where it's just like balls to the wall. Everything goes, you know, remember, Battle for Middle Earth, Rex?
No,
that was the Lord of the Rings RTS.
Oh wait, the one I played was, I don't think I ever played that. I remember the one that was like Battlefront, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, just the Return of the King and Two Towers.
It was so good. No.
First of all, I was the world record holder for speedrunning Return of the King, by the way.
Are you really?
Shut up.
I was. Yeah, I'm not lying. I have video proof.
Shut up.
That's wild.
I broke the world record. And I did it. I came up with the strat to beat it. I beat it by 7 minutes. And then now somebody else beat me already. They just saw my strat and they copied it. But okay.
you might be thinking of Total War mod.
Oh, no, no.
That someone made.
I think it was just called Lord of the Rings Conquest.
That was a turn-based one, wasn't it?
No, it was like Battlefront. Yeah, Conquest, Lord of the Rings. It was just Battlefront, but Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
I think it was on Xbox. Right. I remember playing something like that. You could spawn in as like a board. Yeah.
So Battle for Middle Earth 1 and 2 were their RTS games. But
I want to look that the way up, dude. That's crazy.
They're hard to find now because it's EA, and EA doesn't have the license anymore, but you can...
If you have a disc drive, I bet you could still play it.
I'm sure you can find ways to acquire the games if you so choose. We'll leave it at that.
This looks sick. I'm not gonna. What year was this?
You had orcs were an army. You had Saruman had his Uruk-hai army. You had elves. You had wood elves. You had the other elves. You had dwarves. You had they were all separate armies.
That's cool. Sorry.
So you could just create your fantasy Lord of the Rings battles, but then they each had heroes. So, like, the heroes of men were, you know, Aragorn and cool. Theoden. I think, actually, in the second game, Rohan and Gondor were two different armies. So.
That's sick. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn the podcast into Lord of the Rings and Scotch.
No. I'm using the comparison. I feel like we could... Oh, it's if you do have a disc drive, it's $30 on DK Oldies. Actually, $20 on GameStop, so we're getting even better.
Oh, man.
But yeah, they could do stuff like that and have a story mode where, you know, I'm not going to lie. I probably wouldn't even play the story mode. I don't think I play them ever in Total War. I just want to create my like the insane, battles. Like what would happen if the Mandalorians fought the people of Naboo? Like, that's what I do because I'm weird like that. No, I like so, that. Yeah, we can
write your own story kind of stuff. That's kind of what I was saying about, you know, make your own character in a Star Wars video game. Like, I like that. I really do like that. I feel like I'm in the whole story kind of vibe.
Yep. Tim.
Okay, so I'm gonna be honest with you, Kevin. A lot of the stuff that I wrote down that I was gonna ask him was answered already.
I want to hear.
Can you adjust it on the fly?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of it's gonna be like, you know, okay, Rex, you know, here's some lightning questions for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Jedi or Sith? Question number one.
Jedi.
Clone Wars or Rebels?
Clone Wars.
Prequel, original, or new trilogy?
I'm going to throw you with a curveball here. I'm going with... I like the originals more, but I would rather watch the prequels because I like laughing at them.
Who shot first, Han or Greedo?
100% Han.
If you had an M count, what would it be?
An end count?
An M count.
M count.
M count.
Oh. Midichlorian.
Oh, yeah, midichlorian. One.
You're not a Jedi.
Your favorite battle? Battle of Hoth or Battle of Geonosis?
Hoth. I'm going to go with Hoth.
Okay. Out of all the vehicles in Star Wars, which one's your favorite?
Yeah, I'm thinking here real quick. Do I have to answer this quick? First thing that came to mind
is a lightning round.
AT-AT, man.
Sick. Okay, what's your favorite Star Wars quote?
Do or do not, there is no try.
Solid. There it is.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I'm a never tell me the odds man myself.
Never tell me the odds. That's a great one. I like that. You know, I feel like I always use do or do not, there is no try. Like, I actually find myself saying that a lot in life.
I also had another one. Sorry, what was your... I had favorite lightsaber and color.
Favorite lightsaber.
Like, do you have a lightsaber of a Jedi or a Sith that you just like really love?
Red is my favorite. Honestly, I liked. This is gonna be crazy because I'm a collector. I don't know if Tim's ever showed you the pictures. I need to send them to you, Kevin. I collect like all. I think I told you one time. I collect all the actual 1-to-1 scale replica helmets and stuff.
Yeah, he's got.
Yes, you did tell me that.
Yep. Yeah. I think as far as like, I'm a prequel guy when it comes to the saber hilts. I think that's where they started getting really nice. I like Obi-Wan's from Episode 2 and 1. It had the little ball at the end of it. It had the spikes going around it. You know which one I'm talking about? I don't know why. As a kid, when those were in the stores, I loved the look of that one. I was like, that one's sick.
It was a weapon. Flip around and turn it into a mace.
I like that. It's like a mace on the bottom of it. I like that one. But Darth Maul's lightsaber is always the one as a kid. You're just like, holy shit, man. Or Dooku's, a little bit of a curve to it. I like
it was elegant.
It was very elegant.
Fencing.
I remember seeing the toy of that. I had a friend. We used to have like, you know, lightsaber fights when we were kids. And he had from the Walmart version of the Dooku curved one. It was giant. It was like a giant curve. I was like, what the hell, man? How are you supposed to swing around with that thing, bro? Didn't make any sense as a kid. Man,
it was so crazy when when the lightsabers first started coming out, you had to like flick them out. And then they started spring loaded them. And then they had like the cool little hook on the top and you could like pit a trigger and poof.
Yeah, they had the force effects lightsabers started coming out.
And now we have whips.
Now we have force whips. The internet hates.
I saw that. That was a little bit wild. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, what the hell am I watching?
I mean, like that's EU stuff. Like that's old school Star Wars that we're getting back to.
Gotcha. Yeah, like I said, Alkalite, that's from the Alkalite stuff, right?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I saw that, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that trailer like the most disliked Star Wars trailer of all time?
I don't keep track anymore.
I saw some crazy thing on that. I was like, whoa, that's fucking wild. The internet was raging on that.
I have no problem with people having opinions on content. Like, they're... content in Star Wars I do not like, and I will voice that. What I don't like is when people shit in someone else's Cheerios.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Like, just because you don't like it doesn't mean someone else is not going
for
to.
Sure.
And you don't have to be a dick about it. Like, that's where...
For sure.
And I would rather, like at GCX this year, one of my really good friends, Mike, he's one of the... I think you met him. He's one of the guys that does security.
Yes, I did meet him last year.
We were drinking at the bar, and he's like, Samwise Gamgee's a bitch. And I said, excuse me, motherfucker?
It's true, he did. I was there.
And those are fine words.
Right, but like, it was fun because it was amongst friends, and we were debating and having a good time, and people were jumping in with their opinions. That is what I like in a disagreement. Mm-hmm. I do not like a YouTube or a TikTok comment where someone's like, you know, like, oh, and loses their shit over it because, like, we're strangers. You don't know me. Like, if you want to have discourse and say you disagree or you don't like it, that's fine. But, like, don't make it personal. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And that's my only point. So when people do that, a lot of it's rage baiting. A lot of it's hate for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't even watched the show yet. So how the hell do you know if you like it or you don't?
You need to watch something before you can say that you don't like it. And that's why I was like, right when I came on the podcast, I was like, hey, you know what? Like, I don't really like the Disney stuff from what I've seen.
It's fine.
Like I said, I haven't seen Andor. So like I've heard that I might really like Andor, you know, so I'm really open to that. So I want to watch
that. So you really liked Ahsoka though, right?
I didn't watch that yet.
Get the fuck out of here. Go.
I didn't watch Ahsoka. Okay, so why I didn't watch Ahsoka, though, was because I haven't watched all of the Clone Wars yet.
You don't have to.
Okay. People told me I had to. People were like, you don't have to watch this.
You don't have to. You don't have to watch all the Clone Wars.
Okay.
Finish it. If you're close, finish it.
Yeah.
Finish it.
There's some stuff in there. There's some. One episode. There's one episode.
The last four episodes are their own movie for Order 66.
Could you literally just watch the last four episodes?
I mean, you'll miss some of the like nuances and
the
context.
Filler stuff through the most of season six is not worth it.
Let me give you
the last four episodes, I think, for Ahsoka is really
that's
important.
Why I didn't. I saw some really cool clips out of Ahsoka with like the look of those like gold stormtroopers or whatever. I was like, dude, I need to collect one of those helmets. Yes. That shit looks fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know why I love collecting stuff. And when it comes to like Star Wars clone helmets, I love like stormtroopers were like that military aesthetic in Star Wars. And I was like, as a kid, I was like, man, I want that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was the coolest looks.
Do that list.
Okay.
It cuts out all of the stuff you don't need in Clone Wars.
I love that. Essentials, episodes. Yeah, that might make it better for me. And then I'll go into watching it. Yeah, that was the problem is like I hadn't finished the Clone Wars and I had a lot of other homies that were like, man, if you want to watch Ahsoka, you have to fucking watch the Clone Wars, man. Tim's saying I don't, though. So
maybe, I think it does a decent job of filling you in.
Gotcha.
I mean, this even gets you ready for Rebels and has some Bad Batch episodes sprinkled in here that are
which could be really
important.
Cool is like going into it without having that'd be a cool opinion to have, judging it based on just TV show viewing without the animated version. I wonder how that would go, because
the only issue that I've heard in comparison to someone who's watched Clone Wars and someone who hasn't is the impact of some of the relationships from Clone Wars making their way into Ahsoka. That's the only thing I think you'd be
and missing. I hate that I got it spoiled too, like the Hayden Christensen stuff. I had all that spoiled. Like
whatever you think it is, it's not okay. So like you found
I honestly think Rebels is like far more impactful than Clone Wars is for Ahsoka.
Okay.
I would agree. I think I mean, if you're asking me objectively, I'm going to say watch both.
Well, yeah.
And then end with Ahsoka because you'll get the most out of it.
They're so good. Like, it's unfortunate that, like, it's because it's animated that it automatically has, like, this stigma. Or, like,
turned
this
off.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Do you remember how Clone Wars, when you started, it felt like a kid's show and then all of a sudden it slowly started to not feel like a kid's show anymore?
Yes. That's how I was when I first started watching it. I actually quit watching it because it was they were too, like, not my vibe. But
that's why
they were like, Star Wars fans were like, you got to power through that. They're like, it is good. You will get hooked. And it did happen. I was like, this is good. I was like, this is
really
good.
And then it's the same thing with Rebels. The first season is very childlike. It's very, like, fun and kind of light. And then by season four, they are doing some crazy stuff with the Force. It gets super dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Emperor's... plays a major role in season four. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on that impacts the greater story in Rebels.
Yeah, I need to watch. I need to finish. I'm going to look at this list of these essential episodes, and maybe somebody else out there listening might do the same thing then, and if they haven't gotten into Ahsoka, because I like I said, I have not. So I don't know. I don't know. But
you can watch Andor today, though. All you needed to watch was Rogue One for Andor.
And like I said, I love Rogue One. I love Rogue One, so maybe my opinion of the Disney stuff starts changing with Andor.
I'll lay it out for you here before we get out of here. My wife's favorite Star Wars movie is Rogue One. My wife's favorite Star Wars show is Andor. She's really? Not a Star Wars so fan good, like dude. Me. She's very casual. She'll watch it with me. She really liked Ahsoka, though, too, I will say that.
And she enjoyed Obi-Wan.
But she likes Andor the most?
Andor is by far her favorite.
She
said she was on the edge of her seat for some of the scenes, like waiting for the next thing to happen. Tim knows exactly which scenes I'm talking about.
Is Andor, it's just a one-off series, right?
There's two seasons. So there's one that is out that you can watch now, and there is one that comes out this year.
That's exciting, actually. That's exciting.
Next year?
Yeah, Andor. I need to check that out.
Two?
It's worth it. Andor's. It's worth a watch. It's so good. And they break it up. It happens. The second season, when it ends, brings you right up to the doors of Rogue One.
Oh, supposedly. Okay. You remember how Rogue One ended?
Yes.
And like literally you could just pop in A New Hope and you'd be.
You're like seamlessly right in the story.
You just right into
want,
it.
The same they idea. Essentially want you to start Andor and then it'll take you right through to Empire. That's kind of how. So my guess is that the end of season two will be Andor walking into that facility to meet with that guy.
Yeah, in that little alleyway.
I'm gonna start it tonight. Yep. Actually, I'm like, dude, that's gonna be my episode of the night.
Good luck getting sleep because you get two episodes in and you're gonna be like, ah, shit.
Andor, man, Andor on the horizon. I'm gonna talk about that then, like on stream. I'm gonna start telling everybody like my journey with Andor and how I like it. So
there you go,
dude. I guarantee. We'll talk after this because I'm completely separate from the show. I want to hear what you think about it.
Yeah, because like I said, Rogue One's vibe, like even the production value, man, everything just felt like all those old things that I loved about the original trilogy just done right with modern technology as far as how it's displayed on the screen. I loved every bit of that.
Cool, cool. Well, we're going to get out of here, folks. Rex. Awesome talking Star Wars with you. Awesome hanging out with you. I just like hanging out with you.
Dude, same. I'm like, we can talk for hours, honestly.
Hours. It's bad. It's bad. Maybe. Oh.
What? What? What?
If Rex can finish Andor before GCX, we should have him up on the stage and ask him about it.
Shit. Here we go.
I'm there, baby.
That's trouble, dude.
You can see me at GCX on the stage. Let's go. Okay.
Well, before GCX, we have a few more months, but where can people find you right now if they want to tune in and watch you live?
Every weekday, 6 a.m. CST, kick.com/Regzilla.
There you go.
There it is. Anywhere else? Is that it? You don't want to, like, YouTube, Twitter? Are you Regzilla everywhere?
Twitter, Regzilla. Get in there, man. I like talking Star Wars and anything under the sun, man. All of the above. Just look up Regzilla. I'm the one out there, so I appreciate it.
And how many COD nukes are we up to this season of Warzone?
I have the most in the world in Warzone with 600 as of today, guys. As of today, I did 600. I didn't even post out about that. I was like,
that's crazy.
Just another milestone, just hitting 600. I was like, all right, 600.
Exclusive announcement for our show.
Yeah, that's right. I literally haven't posted that we did that today on stream, but 600. I'm the me and my teammate Snipe Show. We're the only two people in the world to have ever hit 600 nukes in all of Warzone. So
wild. Congrats.
Congrats.
I appreciate
dude. That's
that.
Awesome.
I appreciate
dude.
It. We've that's been awesome. Grinding, man.
Cool.
Well, that's incredible. You can find Tim. He's Darkest429. He's playing Hellblade 2.
I finished
it. Continuing tomorrow?
I finished it.
It's short
it's
again?
Short.
The first one was short.
Yeah, it was,
how long?
Yeah,
like
it was,
6 hours?
It was 6 hours.
Was the story as good as the first one?
The first one was better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But is it still good?
It's good. It's good. It's just not as good as the first one.
Visually, though, better and
so
played
good.
Better?
Visually, yeah. Just mind-blowing. UE5 is great. But, yeah. You know where to find me. Kevin, where they find you. Kevin X Vision on Twitter. KMagic101 over on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube. And in all other places where you live stream.
And where's Star Wars and Scotch? You can check us out collectively everywhere. Star Wars and Scotch or Star Wars Scotch. Rate, review, subscribe. We appreciate you all hanging out. And Rex, again, always good talking to you. And we will we're gonna talk more about Andor. That's gonna be a
serious,
thing.
Man.
Andor watch the whole thing, man. Not tonight.
I'm literally one way up, man.
You all have a good one, but Tim, in the meantime,
the force be with you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.